It's getting ugly, diplomatically speaking, between the United States and Bolivia. Washington and La Paz have thrown each other's ambassadors out. Venezuela's Hugo Chavez has chimed in too, expelling the U.S. envoy in Caracas in solidarity with Bolivia. At issue is the accusation that the U.S. ambassador in Bolivia conspired with the opposition to incite violent protests. The State Department rejects the accusation as false. The clashes, though, are real. Annie Murphy sent us this report from Santa Cruz, one of the Bolivian provinces where violence has broken out.
At the heart of this week's anti-government protests in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, are students. They claim they are members of a youth group known as the Unión Juvenil Cruzanista. Most of the protesters are teenage boys, many still wearing their school backpacks, who have taken to the streets armed with clubs, slingshots, rocks, and sometimes even explosives. 17-year-old Jorge Ricardo was part of the group of 200 teenagers that took over some government offices yesterday. Jorge begins to explain why they took over the government building, but he's not sure of the answer. "What do we want?" he asks his friends. They remind him. He repeats their words. "We want the gas royalties," he says. "The government robbed us of them." The boys say their parents know what they're doing and stand behind them. The Unión Juvenil Cruzanista was founded 50 years ago, even then with the goal of protecting Santa Cruz's valuable oil reserves. These days, that means calling for autonomy from the government of President Evo Morales. He's called for a redistribution of wealth from resource-rich provinces like Santa Cruz to poorer parts of Bolivia. The youth group operates out of the same building as Santa Cruz's official pro-autonomy organization. The outdoor courtyard is filled with dozens of teenage boys lolling around in soccer jerseys, some still holding clubs. David Cejas is their leader. He sits at a desk flanked by two bodyguards.
The role of young people has been to fight all together, where we've gone out and said, from now on, Bolivia is going to be autonomous. It will no longer be the Republic of Bolivia.
He also denies that the Unión Juvenil is responsible for this week's violence.
All the youth in Santa Cruz that are collaborating and helping us win autonomy, they identify themselves with the Unión Juvenil, although they may not be part of this institution. But we can't prohibit them from aspiring to be members.
But not all Santa Cruz youth aspire to be opposition supporters. Across town, some young people gather in one of Santa Cruz's poorer neighborhoods, home to the most marginalized groups here, indigenous people and migrant laborers. 14-year-old David Vargas says they're discussing how to defend their neighborhood against opposition violence. Vargas says the night before, there was a confrontation here between pro-autonomy gangs and government supporters. He says that he and his friends will be keeping watch over their neighborhood to make sure no attacks or vandalism happen again. During the previous night's attack, 19-year-old Norma Calle was in a car that she says was assaulted by Unión members. I was in a car and they threw rocks at the windows, stopped the vehicle, and tried to pull us out. The whole windshield broke all over me, she says. Norma Calle says she was helped to safety by others from the neighborhood. But at least 8 people died in such street confrontations yesterday throughout Bolivia. For now, autonomy supporters say they are willing to continue their protests. But today, the Bolivian government sought to defuse the crisis. It announced it wanted to start a dialogue with the opposition. The problem is that there seems to be little common ground between the two sides. For the world, this is Annie Murphy in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.